and Florida. Listening on the app. Thank you very much for listening on the app. We appreciate that. There's a couple of Freddy's in San Diego.
Okay.
So they've expanded, I guess, recently.
Cool.
And then somebody says they're opening one in Canada soon.
Oh, wow. I think there's a Tim Hortons in Blue Springs now.
Mm. There's a place in Blue Springs called, like, Slider Burgers or something like that. They said it's really good. I'll have to go check that out.
Nice.
So we'll see what that's about. Lee Summit's got like a, now they got like a 30 hop, a Mr. Greek, all this stuff on West Pryor.
No, you got Nick the Greek over there. Phenomenal. Yeah.
Nick the Greek, yep. 30 hop, Twisted Fresh.
Great. Right, you got it all.
Red Door
Grill.
Now.
Yeah, that's a good corner right there.
That little strip of the streets of West Pryor.
You could make the case that that may be one of the best eating corners in Kansas City at this point in time. It used to be, for me, it was 85th and Warnell, but Waldo Ty's got a new chef coming in, so it's a little bit different right now. But that's one of your better eating corners. You got Red Door, you got Nick the Greek, you got Twisted Fresh. I mean, that's a hell of a lineup right there. That's a threesome. My God.
Oh, yeah. I always thought it because there's a Bruce Springsteen song called Streets of Fire, and I thought about making a parody calling it Streets of West Pryor.
Is that the song? Oh, 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 Streets of Fire.
No, it's like Streets of Fire. It's a big ballad. I don't know. It's hard for me to.
Is it one of those songs, like, if you're a Springsteen head, if you will, you're in on it, but if you're, like, just a casual fan, that's when you take a leak?
Oh, it's a great. Yeah. I mean, probably because it's kind of like a slow buildup, and then he gets into it. But it's from Darkness on the Edge of Town, which is his best album and one of the top five albums of all time. There's just zero skips on that album. So zero scripts on what's going on right now when it comes to the stadium talk, because it ramped up again yesterday. Mm-hmm. The president of the Chiefs had this to say about maybe if a vote in April fails.
I know Luke's the last one, but let's say you go renovation and you can't get a timeline to get on the ballot in November and you do it in April and it doesn't pass. Then what?
Yeah, that'd be a tough situation for everybody involved.
Wow. Then that's the fear that I've had all along with all of this and why I've been so bullish on the Chiefs and the Royals, quite frankly, accepting these Kansas opportunities because they don't require a vote. And I understand the history, the nostalgia, the whatever you want to call Arrowhead Stadium, you know, whatever word I'm looking for, being the home base for the Hunt family for all of these years and whatnot. And it's hard to let that go. But did you hear Mark Donovan's voice? That's the part that's always concerned me. Because if what they're going to do, if they end up staying in Missouri, they're going to have about a quarter cent sales tax, Jackson County only, in order to fund the renovations on the stadium. But nobody ever asks, and I'm glad that question was asked. It's a great question. What happens if that quarter cent sales tax fails?
Then what?
Yeah, that'd be a tough situation for everybody involved.
That's a tough, and you know what that means? That's no longer looking across the road to Kansas. That's now, oh, you didn't get it done? Hey, London's calling. Hey, you know, some other, you know, city in America will be calling the Kansas City Chiefs and saying, this is what we can do. And that's why I'm so bullish. Right now, it's just Kansas or Missouri. Nobody else is involved. If they pass on the Kansas money and they go to a vote in April, and it fails in Jackson County, and based on the last one, there's no guarantees that any vote passes, especially when it requires a tax increase, then what do? Then you can't go back to Kansas because those star bonds are done. I don't know if Kansas will cobble something together.
Does there necessarily have to be a vote in Missouri?
Yes. Yes, to get the local Jackson County money, there has to be a vote.
To renovate the stadium.
That's right.
And Missouri is offering 50 and Kansas is offering 70?
70% of a new build. And now, 70% of 2 to 3 million is a lot different than 50% of a billion and a half.
And yes, I'm just trying to go through the bullet points. And then yesterday, Kansas decided to extend its star bonds, right? That was the news that we got yesterday. Yeah. And now it would be April is when they would decide that?
Well, no, April for a vote in Missouri Kansas is going to end up happening fast. I think it's going to be quick. I think they extended them to the end of the year, but I don't think it's going to take to the end of the year for the teams to determine, you know, what they want to do. And we'll talk to Ty Masterson. He's the Kansas Senate president. He's coming up in about 15 minutes, and he can shed more light on, from his words, you know, what's
about
going on.
A month off of vacation.
Yeah, I do like that. We can bring that up to him. Actually, we will start with that.
Yeah, break the ice.
Ty, you're the Kansas Senate president. Can you put this into effect where we all get a month off every year? Okay, yeah. Good. Done. Okay, next question. Backing up a little bit, yes, Kansas is willing to pay for 70% of a new build. Missouri's willing to pay statewide 50% for the renovations, and then there has to be a local component in it, which would be about a quarter cent sales tax on Jackson County residents, Chiefs only, to do the improvements to Arrowhead Stadium. You live in Jackson County. You're going to vote for it. I know that because you're a sports fan. But there are a lot of people that aren't sports fans. Well, that's the other thing. Because once, if you do go to a vote in Jackson County again and it fails, now you've opened yourself up to the entire country, and cities will be calling the Chiefs and saying, hey, can't get a stadium deal done there. Maybe we can get you a stadium deal done here in whatever city that it happens to be. Then the leaving becomes a reality. Right now, it's not a reality, right? They're not going to leave right now. It looks like they could get a deal done on either side of the state line. Kansas has money, no vote. Missouri has some money and requires a vote. When you do the say it out loud test for me, I'm more concerned with keeping our teams here than worrying about what side of the state line they're on. I don't want to get to a place where Dusty in April, we're sitting here talking about a failed Jackson County vote. And now what does that mean for the future of the Chiefs? Meanwhile, the Royals have their first deck built in the state of Kansas. I don't want that to be what we're talking about going forward. And so that's why I'm bullish on the Kansas side, because it doesn't require a vote of the people. And quite honestly, after the last vote, how can you trust this vote to pass this time around?
I guess my conversation piece is, being from the other side of the conversation on the Jackson County side, how much of, because what, let's say this theory is true. I just want to put this out there. Mm-hmm. Let's say this theory is true. The Chiefs and the Royals knew that the vote failed miserably the last time they did this.
Right.
Now, there is a possibility that you use that to get gain in your next attempt.
Mm-hmm.
So you use Kansas. And why wouldn't Kansas be like, yeah, we'll take it. We want you. We've always wanted you. Like, we'll come over here. Like, Governor Kelly's saying all this stuff. We want this. Like, how are the Chiefs and the Royals to say that they're not using them for leverage to maybe make Jackson County people, scared that they would go to Kansas?
Because the leverage runs out in December for Kansas.
And correct. But I mean, also, like, if you know you have somebody on their heels and you're getting more and more of this sort of stuff, because we know people that have said if they move to Kansas, I will no longer be a fan of that team.
Good.
I know that. Mm-hmm. And we have those people. And those same people could have the belief that, okay, I don't want them to go to Kansas now because Kansas, seriously, they might take the team. I want them to stay here. Now I'm going to vote yes. And ownership from both teams know that.
Wouldn't it be better to have that vote now if you could in Jackson County? Because I think right now, if you were to tell people Kansas is a real possibility, you better vote yes. I think people would vote yes. But from my standpoint, if the star bonds expire at the end of the year, and Kansas doesn't seek to renew them for the Chiefs, and now there isn't that fallback option, then what's the incentive for the people in Jackson County to vote yes on that when you don't have Kansas breathing down your back?
And it's also just the Chiefs they're voting.
Yes.
So, I mean, I think that helps Jackson County.
I think
County.
It does, too.
I think that, and I'm wrong here, but I think there are more Chiefs fans in Jackson County than there are in Johnson County. I think there are more Royals fans in Johnson County than there are in Jackson County.
I would agree with that.
And I don't think that's a hot take.
No, I would agree with that.
And I think that if that's the case, and there's also the fear, like, the hell, I mean, because then it becomes then it becomes literally the border war.
Mm-hmm.
The hell Kansas is getting my teams. Oh, my gosh. I thought he was going to fall for a minute. And sorry, Cody's up in the rafters. And I think there is part of that prideful part of the vote, right? Like, I think there is part of that where it's like, yeah, we didn't agree with it because it's the way that they sold the original stadiums, the way that they just kind of barfed all over the place. They're not leaving Jackson County. And I don't want them to. And this vote's just on the Chiefs and the renovation of the stadium, which means it let me know that it's staying right the hell here, which is where I believe everybody that's a diehard Chiefs fan wants it to stay. We have heard from Clark Hunt and Nate Taylor's article. He wants to put a dome on that stadium and wants to renovate that stadium because he loves that stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The owners in the Jackson County people now saw that it failed because of what they saw before. The project looks a little cleaner. The hell it's going to Kansas. What makes you think that that vote would fail?
Yeah, because it failed last time.
But it was a different vote. It was both teams.
You're 100% right on that.
And it was a very bad pitch the way they sold it.
You want to ask me, you want to know the reason why? I don't trust the voters.
Okay, that's fair. No, I get that. I get that. And I think the way that it was handled the last time, it was a bad deal. And I think that this time, now that you've had all the, you know, the sides of it from this guy to that guy to this person to that person, and now all of a sudden it's like, all right, here's the vote to keep the Chiefs here. We want to renovate the stadium. We want 50% and we want to have it just the Chiefs. And what do you think? And it's like, okay, yeah, that's fine.
Because, but the Chiefs also need to control the message. The last time around, they let that Casey Tennant organization control the message. Neither team stepped up and controlled the message. If the Chiefs decide to stay in Jackson County, right, they need to be doing a blitz beginning that day in media, telling everybody and controlling the message about what this new stadium is going to be. They can't let the fear mongers get out there. And that happened last time around.
I think the best part about that vote passing no is I think that the Chiefs and Royals called their bluff. They said, oh, or I think they're like, well, if we vote no, it doesn't matter. They're not going to leave. And then throughout this entire year plus, we've gotten so much more information that maybe not a lot of people thought was going to be the information that we would hear. And then all of a sudden that builds, you know, that's political gain. That's how you get people to vote yes or no. Mm-hmm. And instead of just being like, yeah, we're going to put it in the West Bottoms or we're going to put it in the Crossroads. Now we're going to put it here. Here's what this is going to look like. Now all of a sudden it's like, we're doing this. We're going to do that. This is where we want to be. This is where we want the Royals to be. This is what we want to do the stadium. And this is all we're voting on. Plus, you hear all these people talk about, well, it could go to Kansas. It could go to Nola. It could go to, you know, up north, wherever. It's like, the hell it is. It's staying here now because they've heard so much that maybe voters' fatigue comes into play where it's like, they're not going to move the first round. Well, this is what happened. Okay, I don't want to do that ever again. Let's lock this up. I'm voting yes and getting it.
And I think if you're the Chiefs at this point in time, if you decide to stay on the Missouri side and do the renovations and it requires a vote, the advertisements need to be, there is a chance if this doesn't pass, the Chiefs will leave Kansas City. And that's the way it needs to be presented, because that then does become a realistic option. These NFL owners care about dollars. They care about money. And if this vote fails here in Kansas City, the league may say, hey, we got an opening in San Diego, or we got an opening, because everybody believes a team could move to San Diego and they would get a new stadium. Nobody liked the owner in San Diego at that time. That's an open market that the NFL loves. A new dome stadium in San Diego and the Chiefs were to move there. Like, that's the way the Chiefs need to approach this vote that's coming up. Like, if they decide to stay in Missouri, they need to say, this vote has to pass. Otherwise, we become a free agent, and nobody wants that.
I just can't see the Chiefs leaving this metro area, whether it's Kansas City or Kansas.
Everybody says that all the time, and what had the Browns leave?
That's a terrible example. No, they're a horrible franchise.
But it's a historic franchise. That was one of the founding leagues of the NFL. No. I mean, the Raiders have moved how many times, and they're one of the premier, you know, franchises and branding teams of the NFL. The Rams have moved multiple times. I mean, teams move a lot for a dollar. And if the stadium thing doesn't get resolved, there will be other markets that step up. That's the fear in all of this. And it's always been the fear for me. I love that Kansas and Missouri are battling with each other. I think it's great. But what happens when that doesn't happen anymore? And then it's, you know, Kansas City, Missouri taking on somebody else from somewhere else, and they're willing to do whatever it takes to get an NFL team. I don't want that to be an option.